ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
First, I offer my respectful obeisances to my spiritual master, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And to all of you who are present here today. Because you are all Vaishnavas. And therefore the most dear to Lord Krishna. And I deeply appreciate that you came here today. There's so many other things that you can be doing. But you came here to speak Krishna Katha and hear Krishna Katha. So thank you very much. I also like to thank all the devotees who have joined us on the internet today. We thank you for connecting with this ongoing project of speaking Krishna Katha all throughout one's life. And to keep the vibration going, the spiritual vibration. Today we'll talk about Vaishnava etiquette. The definition of etiquette according to the dictionary. It's a customary code of polite behavior. A code of polite behavior. Yeah. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said that Vaishnava etiquette, that is, the codes, the way we behave amongst ourselves, this is, he said, the jewel, the ornament, becomes the ornament of the devotee. In fact, generally we can tell where a devotee came from by how well he or she knows Vaishnava etiquette. For instance, the devotees who we see that come from Chaupati. Somebody says, I lived in Chaupati temple for maybe 3 years or something like that. We'll expect to see some very high understanding of Vaishnava etiquette. Because there's devotees understand the value of it. Other places as well, wherever there's there's good leadership. And one thing is, before I say much more, could you all maybe shift this way a little bit? Because you're migrating towards Hokkaido. If you can move a little closer towards Okinawa. So I don't have to look all the way out into the Hokkaido region. Maybe just being in Tokyo. What, is there anything wrong with this gap? Is this like Fukushima here or something? Not that there's anything wrong with Fukushima.
I'm Fukushima.
Fukushima. She's in the Fukushima area now. So please move closer to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to go to Chandanacharya's house in Jagannath Puri. Chandanacharya. And there are many, many devotees there from Navadvip. And some from Jagannath Puri. And the Chaitanya Charitamrita says the house wasn't big enough for all of them. Everyone would crowd in. Devotees would be almost like on top of one another. So this is bona fide. No problem. So I was saying that you can tell by the behavior of a person what kind of association they've had. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees were very careful about etiquette. So let's talk a little bit about what we mean by etiquette, code of behavior. First we'll talk in general terms and then we'll be more specific. And then we can have some discussion, because there are points of etiquette that come up in every community. And since we're together, we can discuss them and come to a clearer understanding according to Shastra and according to the teachings of the great acharyas. And Srila Prabhupada's mood. So, etiquette really takes place between people. There's an etiquette in how we should interact with various kinds of people. That includes Krishna too, because he's the Supreme Person. But one instruction we can take great help from is from Narada Muni. His disciple, one of his disciples was Dhruva Maharaj. And when Dhruva Maharaj met Narada Muni, Narada gave him an instruction about etiquette. And he said, if he acted according to this etiquette, then he would never have any misery in his life. Well, I feel better now. Madhu and Shamuna are here. Hare Krishna. But just for a couple minutes. Hare Krishna. Great to see you. So he said that when you meet a superior person, then you should give service and respect. You should try to listen and learn something. And when you meet somebody who's your peer, who's on your same level, you should make a friendship. And when you meet somebody who is lower than you, then you should give mercy. You should give help. And so we meet various levels of people in our life. Of course, it helps to be able to understand what level people are on. Rupa Goswami talks about this in the Nectar of Instruction. Krishneti yasya giritam manasadriyeta dikshasti chet pranati bhishta bhajantam isham shushushaya bhajana vignamananyamanya nindari shunya hridamipsita sangalabhya. He says that when you meet somebody who can say Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Everyone please say Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Okay, now, if anyone says Hare Krishna, the verse says, that says Krishneti yasi giritam manasadrita. If you just hear Hare Krishna come from somebody's mouth, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to offer obeisances. Where do you offer obeisances from? From your mind. When someone can say Hare Krishna, it doesn't matter who it is, it could be the mailman. He says Hare Krishna, in your mind you should offer obeisances to that person. Then if you meet somebody who's initiated, or who's dedicated to the process of chanting Hare Krishna. Because some people have been initiated, but then they give up the process. Some people are initiated, but they're not chanting. Means someone who's surrendered, they've dedicated themselves to chanting Hare Krishna. Rupa Goswami says, to such a person you should take the trouble to offer your obeisances. Okay, there's three ways mentioned in the scripture to offer obeisances. Number one, like this. One. Number two. Like this. This means my arms and my knees and my head are touching the ground. Number three. Like a stick, flat on the ground. So when you meet somebody who's initiated, he says, you should offer noticeable obeisances in one of these three ways. And if you meet somebody who's been following the process for a long time, and has become very advanced, then you should give service. You should give your life. You should inquire. And the way you can tell somebody's become very advanced is that they no longer have the propensity to criticize others. That is, criticism out of envy. It doesn't mean practical criticism. So this gives an idea that there are different ways to interact with different levels of people and devotees. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu observed all these. And Srila Prabhupada did also. Because this is the Vaishnava culture. So this is one point, but it requires some discussion and refinement. Because one should also not have a sense of entitlement. That means, like, say if I'm initiated, and then I think, okay, I'm initiated, the Shastra says you should offer obeisances to me. The basis for understanding how these relationships work is comes from humility.
Trunadapi
suniche na, tororapi sushnana. One should be very humble and should learn to give respect to everyone. And to not expect any respect in return. Of course, if one is a teacher, and you have designated students, you may ask or teach them how to respect. Just as Srila Prabhupada taught his early students how to perform Vyasa Puja. And when they didn't do it correctly, he corrected them very strongly. Because that was his duty. So we live in an interesting time because we're all in a spiritual society together. Where we have varieties of devotees who have different Diksha Gurus. Maybe from different cultures. And maybe from at varying levels of advancement in devotional service. So this is one topic, how to properly associate with the various kinds of devotees. This comes up a lot in ISKCON because of the fact that we have many of us different Diksha Gurus. So, one point is that it's very important to respect one's Guru. But let me say it again. It's very important to respect one's Gurus. Just as the Chaitanya Charitamrita starts with Vande Gurun Isha Bhaktan. Gurun means plural gurus. And in the first chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami explains how there's Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru, and Vartmana Pardakshaka Guru. And he offers respects to all of them. And not just to one. Also, there's a way in which when one has a Diksha Guru, and then meets the godbrother of the Diksha Guru, one is supposed to show respect to that person also. Because that person is the same generation as one's guru. And Kaviraj Goswami says that the Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru, although they're performing different roles, should be given equal respect. And furthermore, in a society like we have, there's a way in which sometimes we might think, I'll only stay with my group, because my group is designated by my Diksha Guru. We've seen in some temple communities where there's gatherings, at one gathering only people from one particular guru go there, And somebody, at the other gathering, only people from another group of, that's initiated by a certain guru go there. And the two don't like to mix. Because maybe they have a little flag. My group here and my group here. Although there may be some slight distinction that one has a different Diksha Guru. It's not proper etiquette to divide oneself and form a faction. So this is something to be aware of. And I'd like to also take some topics from practical dealings that devotees have amongst themselves. And then we can discuss them. And before we do, I want to continue this topic about how we interact with various kinds of authorities in ISKCON. In the last several years, senior leaders in the ISKCON movement wrote a paper about how the various authorities in ISKCON can cooperate together. The name of the paper is Lines of Authority, Lines of Spiritual Authority. Has anybody heard of this paper before? One, two, three, four. Manu, no? Lines of Authority? I had it translated into Japanese last year, didn't I? Was it sent out to anybody?
Yeah, yeah. And we had seminar also.
You had a seminar? Okay, now I'll ask you again. Who's heard of it, the Lines of Authority? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Just a few. And this paper talks about how there are various authorities that we have because we're in ISKCON. We have the authority of our guru, Diksha Guru, maybe Shiksha Guru, and then we have GBC, temple president, maybe temple commander, various authorities. So one of the reasons this paper was written is to harmonize these. For instance, a devotee may be doing service in a temple like here. And doing very important everyday service. And what if another authority calls this person on the phone and says, by the way, I'd like you to fly to Africa tomorrow. So maybe it's your Diksha Guru. So just get on a plane tomorrow and go to Africa. So, what would be the proper etiquette? Get on the airplane? Or discuss the matter with your local authorities.
それともここのあなたのいるテンプルの土地のテンプルの人たちとお話をすることでしょうか。
Who have a conversation with your Diksha Guru?
Diksha Guru と話し合いをすることでしょうか。
And to come to a clear understanding about what's necessary.
そしてどれをすることが必要なのかということを話し合うということ。
Because we have an organization that is not like a traditional system.
で、私たちは組織であって、これは伝統的なシステムに沿っているわけではありません。
In the sense that perhaps one lived in a village or town and had one authority.
例えば、あるそのどっかの村のある一人の権威者に従っている人もいるでしょう。
We have an organization in which we have an authority structure that requires respect so that we can continue the Sankirtan movement.
サンキルタン運動がそのまま広がっていくように、権威者という人に従っていくことが必要です。
And Srila Prabhupada himself respected this authority system.
そしてその権威というシステムに関してシラ・プラッパーダは尊敬を払っていらっしゃいました。
Sometimes people, disciples, while he was here, would write him and ask him to do certain things, go certain places.
で、時にはその権威者に、そこのある場所に行ってこういうことをしなさいというそういう例が出ることもあります。
And Prabhupada would ask the person to defer to the temple president.
そうするとそこに関係するテンプルプレゼントにシュラ・プラッパーダは同じになります。
Being careful not to he himself overstep the local authorities.
ご自身がその土地の権威者というものの境界を侵さないでシュラ・プラッパーダも気をつけられます。
And oftentimes to answer questions he would ask people to talk to their local authority, temple president, GBC and so forth.
GBC とかテンプルプレゼントとか、そういう、権威のそこの権威の人に話すことがあります。
This way he set an example of the way in which one could cooperate with one's local and more international kinds of authorities.
で、それはシュラ・プラッパーダが、もっとその土地の、近親者、そしてこの全体的なものと調和、休止デボイティが調和できるようにということを気遣われたことです。
And so this has become a standard throughout ISKCON.
それがイスコンのスタンダードとなっています。
That devotees are careful to harmonize their various authorities.
ですから献身者はいろんな権威者の人たちとうまく調和できるように気をつけなくてはなりません。
And I'll take a few comments or questions about that.
さあ今のことに関してい
くつか
質問コメントを受けたいと思いますが、
オマハマジ。昔ですけども、今回のことについて話されたときに、そのヨーロッパとロシアかな、どこかあっち県の方にそのアメリカのディボーティーがプラブパーダからあそこに行きなさいって言われ、ロシア。でもそこは肉しかないところで、野菜も食べられてどうやって生活できるんですかって、なんかそんなようなことで、あ、でもその人は行ったのかもしれないけど、そういうのをやっぱりそこだけ聞くと命令を聞かなきゃいけないっていう感じで捉えられるんだけど、でもそこにはこうそこのテンプルプレゼントの話し合いみたいな話し合いがあったんですよね。
Maybe don't tell, but I've heard that you know, someone was sent to Srila Prabhupada to Russia or somewhere, and then that place was just for meat eaters, and then it was, but still the devotee was sent. So maybe in that situation, maybe some discussion with the local temple president or some authority in the Prabhupada, I guess.
It was a comment or a question?
It's a comment.
Okay.
Yeah, comment,
right?
Oh, he's asking? If maybe there's some discussion between Srila Prabhupada and those local... He doesn't remember where exactly, but...
その話だと、
this means because in that type case that devotee was told Sri Prabhupada just go there, and he went. But still, that place is for, meat eaters, and they are eating meat.
Well, Japan's for meat eaters too, isn't it? I don't know. I'd have to see the specific circumstances. And it is true that Prabhupada would send people to certain places and ask them to go. And at that time, life was a little simpler. Because we had one authority. And there was only one guru. But now we have multiple authorities, multiple gurus. Of course, at that time there were multiple authorities also that Prabhupada established. He liked that there was a line of authority that people were following. GBCs were meant to come and enliven the devotees and make sure that the standards were being followed. And local temple presidents and treasurer were meant to manage the affairs of the temple. And Prabhupada often didn't interfere with the local temple. He wanted them to be independently thoughtful and be able to develop. At the same time, he was the only authority and the ultimate authority, therefore he could make any decision he wanted. But after Prabhupada left, now we have multiple authorities as spiritual authorities like many gurus. And therefore, it requires some clear understanding. Otherwise, it's very difficult to maintain balance in an organization. Some other points, questions. Yes, Maru.
He has a very practical question about the donation. So temple also needs some donation. At the same time, we want to donate to Guru too, And then, so must we hear that it's also, problem or discussion in the Mayapur somewhere. But how do we treat with the donation, the temple and Guru?
Well, I don't know exactly what you mean, but I would say, generally, it's an individual. It depends on each individual case.
でまあ、あなたのおっしゃった意図がはっきり分かるわけではないんですが、しかしこれはそれぞれ個々のケースによります。
Because people, give according to their heart.
というのはみんなハートからドネーションするからです。
People like to give to people, not necessarily just to institution.
なんかその組織というよりも人にあげたいと思うのが人の常です。
When they give to an institution, they're giving because they know there's people behind it that they can trust.
で、あのその組織のお金を出すだけ。それはその組織の背後に信用できる人がいるから出すんです。
And so, if people are inspired in a certain way, then it's a little artificial to check them.
Artificial
to redirect and say, no, you can't do this, you have to give here, or something like that.
だからもしかそのお金を出そうとして、いや、そんなことしたらダメだ、こっちにしなきゃダメだっていうふうに、一作為的に人工的な、そうしたらいけない。
At ISV, people are encouraged, people are happy to donate to the organization on a regular basis.
そうじゃなくて、もう定期的にも心から喜んで人が寄付をしたくなるようにしなくてはなります。
They also feel happy to give to individuals who come to ISV.
そして ISV に来る人にも、もう喜んで心から、ドネーションする人がいっぱいいます。
Out of appreciation.
そして感謝の気持ちからお金を出します。
Because they really felt something from that person.
というのはその人から本当に何か感じるものがあるからです。
So it's a very natural system.
でこれはとても自然なやり方。
It seems to work fine.
で、うまくいっていると思います。
I hope that helps.
それで大丈夫か。
はい。基本的に原則的な理解として、ドネーションというのは個人的なものであって、自発的なものであって、人をそういうものに関して組織的にコントロールとしてはならないということが原則ですか。
Okay, so basically can I understand like a donation is supposed to be a spontaneous will, the individually, and then shouldn't be controlled by society, by institution.
Or local authorized or...
Well, you can try to control. But I'm just saying it won't necessarily be successful. It's better to inspire people. In my humble opinion. But giving gifts is part of the Vaishnava etiquette.
でも、ギフトを差し上げるというのは、これはバイシナバのエチケットです。
As Rupa Goswami writes in the Nectar of Instruction, giving gifts, accepting gifts.
で、ルーパゴスワミのネクターオブインストラクションの中でおっしゃっていました。プレゼントを差し上げること、そして受け取ること。
Out of six loving exchanges, these are two.
で、6つのやり取りの2つ目です。
And giving money is something that, you know, it's a way in which people often express their...appreciation.
で、このお金を出すというのも、これも人が感謝の気持ちの表れでもあります。
People, when they come to the temple and they feel inspired, I like this place, I like what the devotees are doing for me and for the society.
で、人がテンプルに来る、そして、もうこのすごく嬉しいところ、テンプルでみんながやっていること、私にしてくれること、すごく幸せだというふうに思います。
They may say, yes, let me give something.
いや、なんかもう嬉しくて、なんか出したいと。
And same time, they may see, you know, some preacher, who, a teacher who comes through and obviously is doing a lot for the local community and for the world, and they feel inspired to give to that person too.
そこへ先生たるものが来ると、そうすると、この先生はきっとこのここのためにも、そして世界のためにも、いろんなこといっぱい教えて、いっぱい方をなさってる方なんだろうと。で、そういうことに出したいと思うのは、これは無自発的な気持ちです。
And the more...The more people give, the more they can give.
そして出せば出すほど、もっと出せる人はもっと出せるわけ。
At the same time, I would say that local authorities have some responsibility to oversee, you know, just what kind of collection goes on in a community.
で、 土地の権利者というのは、どういうふうにそのお金が記載されているのかということを知っている必要もあります。
For instance, itinerant traveling teachers in our Krishna consciousness movement, when they go to various other temples, should have that local mission in mind, how to help the local mission.
でそのいろんなところをこう土地をずっと回って教えていく立場の人というのは そこそこの地域のところがどういうふうにして手伝ってあげればいいのかということをずっと心の中にあるわけですね。
And so they should come there with the purpose of helping the local temple.
ですからそこのテンプルがうまくいくようにという目的を持って訪れてきているわけです。
If there's a case, maybe someone was coming there to get something from the community.To take money, for instance, from the community.
例えば、コミュニティからお金を得ようとして、そういう目的でやってきている人がいるとします。
Unless this had been arranged ahead of time with the temple president, the temple board, and so forth, and there was an agreement, yes, we want to help you, so please come and we'll donate.
で、その新しい助けようという目的を持っている人のためには、そのテンプルプレゼントとかいろんな権威者の人たちが集まって、はい、どうか来てくださいというふうに。
That could become a disturbance. It could be disturbing if someone didn't do that, if they didn't make an agreement ahead of time.
で、来る前に、maybe I hear understand the wrong, I'm sorry. Would you say it again, please?
Sure.
ちょっと私間違って言いかしてる。
Those who are in ISKCON who are going to various temples around the world should go there for the purpose of assisting that local mission. They should have the sense, what can I do for you to help? I said, if someone comes with the idea of what can I take from there,
もしそうじゃなくて、あそこのところから何か自分に得るものがないかという気持ちを持って行く人がいたとしたら、
This might become a disturbance.
それはそのテンプにとって邪魔な存在になりますよね。
And that sort of thing, if someone wanted to come and ask, for instance, money, as Madhu brought up, from a local community, that should be done through the temple presidents and the local board.
でもしそういう目的を持ってやってきている人がいるとしてならば、そこのところのテンプルプレゼントとか権威者という人がそこをうまくこう止めなきゃいけないですね。
For instance, there's this big project in Mayapur called the TOVP. TOVP.
VP. っていうものが。
This means the Temple of Vedic Planetarium. Temple of Vedic Planetarium.
っていうものが、
I'm sure you've heard of it, right?
Yes.
So, huh? Oki Temple. The gigantic temple, huge. Prabhupada wanted a big temple. And Ambarish Prabhu, who comes from Ford, he asked him to build it.
Ambarish Prabhu がもう先頭に立ってそれを建てようとしていらっしゃいます。
So he gave $25 million. And then he said, now everybody else has to help too to help build this temple. And so then throughout ISKCON and through the GBC, there was a general understanding that.TOVP representatives would come around to all the different temples to help, ask the congregation members to also help.
で、その GBC の間ではそのプロジェクトというのはいろんなところからみんなでこうなんかこうお金を集めようというそういう意思を持ってやってるってことは分かっています。
This was arranged ahead of time.
それはその前以前から用意されている。
And it was in the benefit of the overall society.
で、そのことが組織全体のプラスとなります。
So there was a good feeling about it. But if someone just individually decides, I'll go around and collect from all the ISKCON temples. This is not proper etiquette.
わかりますか?
Okay.
かじめだからそれには僕らがもうあのテンプルはこういう目的があってとか、うん、ヘッドタイムってそのあらかじめ僕らはそこに明確な目的意識でこういう人が来てくれたらいいなっていうのがはっきりしてないとダメですよね。
So means we should have a proper なんだろう
We should have a clear
clear vision
Vision or strategy, we need this kind of help, this kind of reach out, this kind of... Then somebody ask us, I want to come to Japan. Okay, we need you, please come.
Yeah.
That's nice.
That's nice.
If we are not unclear, somebody...
That's true in all aspects of your life. If you're not clear about your mission, then other people will...give you a mission. So you have to frame what your life is going to be. Otherwise, other people will frame it for you. And now we'll take some other topics.
いつも思うんですが、日本人って結構受動的能動的じゃなくて受動的なものですから、意外と神社とか行くとお賽銭ってちっちゃいお金は投げるんですけど、ここに来るとどこにあるのかなとか分かんないまま帰っちゃったりする人が結構よく見てるんですけど、いるんですね。で例えば今世界一ビューティフルで世界一大きなイスコンのテンプルがマヤ君に立ってるじゃないですか、
はい、
そしたらお寺の目的として今今日はこういうねサンデープログラムに来ていただいてありがとうとか今イスコンがこういうお寺を建ててるんですよって皆さん今日ご縁あって来ていただきましたけども、うん、このお寺のために今日ご引き受けいかがですかみたいな感じもする。日本人っていうのはそういうこと言われるとあぜひ寄付したいなとかっていうふうに思うんですけど、そういうのをちょっとは何ていうかな、日本人に対してもとかいらしていただいた方に対してもこう訴えかけるような場があってもいいんじゃないかなって私個人としては思うんですけど、いかがでしょうか。
Her opinion is Japanese is something like when we go to temple shrine we give this a little coin, that's a spontaneous we do it, but the big donation we don't do it without being askedSo she thinks that she's saying like we have a beautiful huge temple in Mayapo, so something like we can show the picture or something and look, we have such a big temple, nice temple, and then maybe you can help us something, and she thinks maybe we can present like that. You think it's a good idea?
You can talk amongst yourselves about that. That has to do with strategy of fundraising and so forth. Something that... Now, there's another topic that I want to bring up, and that is how we interact with people who come to the temple. Peter Burwash, who's a famous devotee businessman. Peter Burwash. Once told a story about a restaurant. So in the restaurant, there's a waiter. And there's some people sitting down to be served. And so the waiter's walking around and the people need something. So they say, excuse me, waiter. We need water. And the waiter says, sorry, that's not my station. And he just leaves them because he has this section over here and these people are sitting on this section over here. And this can also happen within a temple. Someone may come to the temple because Krishna in their heart has inspired them to come here. And someone may think, well, that's not my business. I mean, a devotee may be in the temple doing something. And there's no one else to talk to them. And the person says, excuse me. Is this Hare Krishna? It's like, I'm sorry, I'm busy, I'm doing my... This is not proper etiquette. Proper etiquette is to have compassion for all living entities. And when somebody new comes to a temple, we should have an awareness that they're being taken care of somehow. We should feel in our heart that it's very important that this person came here. And that they're taken care of appropriately. I've seen in one temple I visited where the guests, there were some guests that came in. And the devotees were serving themselves some special prasadam. And the guests said, oh, that looks very nice. And one of the devotees said, sorry, that's for devotees, not for you. I saw it. Or the new guest is there and the devotee is going down the line serving only the senior devotees. And then they skip over the guest. And the guest is sitting, what did I do? This is not proper etiquette. The proper etiquette is when somebody comes, everyone works together to make sure that they feel like part of the family, like they're welcome, they should be here. In fact, at ISV, when I'm giving class, and maybe there's all devotees there. I know the devotees. There's a certain group that I'm aware that they already know Krishna consciousness. But then a new person comes in and sits down. Then it becomes my duty to change the way I'm speaking so that new person can understand and appreciate. You had your hand up.
Yeah.
Oh, you had your hand up.
Just want to know, commonly our devotees used to say, he's my god brother, and he's not my god brother.
So he said, sometimes devotees say, he's my god brother, he's not my god brother.
Just want to know,
what is the difference? Well, in a general way, because we're all sons of Krishna, we're all sons, therefore we could say we're all related as spiritual brothers and sisters. But within our particular line, we may have different gurus. So the Diksha Guru is like one's father. And therefore you say, this is my god brother, god sister. But then in normal life, if you have the brother of your father, who's that? Who is that? It's your uncle. Yeah, he's your uncle.
Yes.
So you also have spiritual uncles. And the father of your father is?
Grandfather.
And the father of the father of your father is? Yeah, great-grandfather. So in our tradition, we also make this distinction. We say Param Guru, which means great-grandfather guru, or grandfather guru, and then Param Guru, or Param Guru, to designate that there's these generations. And that within these various relationships, we're all one family. And it shouldn't be like rival gangs. Rival gang. Gang. You know, gang. You know, gang? Yakuza. But we should have respect. And Prabhupada noticed these subtleties. He honored them. Pradyumna Prabhu tells how one day he was sitting in front of Prabhupada with another god brother. And he was sitting a little bit in front of his god brother. But Prabhupada said, he's your da, which means he was a senior of Pradyumna. So he said, you should sit back a little bit. Don't put your front. So one should have kind of an awareness of this. And here's where parallel lines come in. Because then we also have, we have in our management structure, we have temple president. And other kinds of managers. And one might say, okay, there's temple president, but I'm senior to the temple president. So I don't have to listen. No, I won't honor what he says. This is also not the proper etiquette. One should show deference to the various positions that have been arranged. And Prabhupada set the example. You can see letters in which he would defer to the temple president, ask the temple president. He had seen how fast a spiritual organization can fall apart. And at the same time, although there are these designations, one has to have humility. One should have a full respect for all the devotees. Within the Gaudiya Math, there was some of the devotees came from Brahmin families and some didn't. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta noticed that the Brahmins, they were all eating together. And he found out that they had developed this idea that, well, everyone's initiated, but we're a little bit better because we came from Brahmin family. And he broke up that clique. Because This is not the proper mentality. One should not think oneself special or entitled. But mercy flows downwards. So acknowledging the various generations and levels allows that mercy to flow down to us. What other topics? Yes? Seniority?
How are the different ways in which the seniority can be defined?
What are the different ways in which seniority can be defined? Okay. What are the different ways in which seniority can be defined? わかりますか? Okay, so one way is just by who took initiation first. Another way is by who's more advanced. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked one devotee who had a son, he said, so who is the father and who is the son? No. Srila Bhakti, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So there was a father and a son. And he asked the father, so who is the father and who is the son? And the father said, actually, my son's the father because he's more advanced spiritually. So, you know, we should see that some devotees, somebody might be initiated before someone else, but that other person might be more advanced. Of course, one should think like that about everyone. Devotees should think everyone's more advanced than I am. One shouldn't make some claim. I deserve more consideration because of anything.
So
do respect. Our culture is not to try to get more respect, it's to not take any respect. Unless, as I mentioned earlier, one has designated students. In which case one has to train the students how to show respect. That's the duty of a spiritual master. And also seniority, sometimes devotees are given a position. An authorized position within ISKCON. In which case, show respect. I see all the time advanced devotees, Prabhupada disciples, who will go to a temple where there's a junior, somebody from the next generation, and that senior devotee will show deference to the position of the temple president.
Prabhupada's disciple,
の人、テーブルプレゼントとかにちゃんと敬意を払っていらっしゃる方というのを受けます。
Out of respect for the position.
で、その敬意、その立場というものに対して、ポジションに対して敬意を払っているわけです。
So those are three ways.
このように三つの方法があります。
Does that help? Okay.Number of years, number of days, number of minutes. But that's very, you know, this is from the point of view of the person we're respecting, not from my point of view. In other words, I should, hey, wait a minute. I was initiated 2 minutes before you. So no one should take that. In fact, that's the etiquette is you shouldn't take that at all.
あの人にも自分のは2分早く受けてるとかね、自分の方が長くやってると、そう自分のことを考えるんじゃなくて、あの人の方が、立場が上だ、あの人の方が長い、あの人の方がたくさん知っているというふうに人のことを思う、そういうこと、それが私の意識です。
When Krishna talks about bhakti in the Srimad Bhagavatam,
Krishna はシムデバータムの最後の方で、私の意識のことについて語っています。
He mentions thatA Vaishnava is one who shows respect to all living entities.
Vaishnava というのは、すべての生命体に敬意を払う。それが Vaishnava だ。
Said a Vaishnava will offer obeisances even to a dog.
ですから、Vaishnava は犬にも、敬意を払う。
Because he sees Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God, it's there within his heart.
というのは、その犬の中にある、思考書を見ているからです。
So, as one's advancing in devotional service,One will feel a natural respect towards all. At the same time, there's a practical way of dealing with the society. For instance, when you meet somebody who's envious, then...The etiquette is you're supposed to avoid them.
そういう人に対しては、アクエチケットとしてはそういう人を避けるという、これもエチケットです。
But Jiva Goswami says, after you avoid them, you should pray, how can they be helped?
で、そういう人を、そういう妬み深い人を避けた後で、その人が、どうしたら助かるんだろうというふうに祈るということです。
And when you meet somebody who's innocent, you should give them as much mercy as possible.
そして、無垢な人がいたとしたら、できる限り自分の慈悲を与えたということです。
So it's not that we artificially treat everyone the same, even though we have the respect.
ですから、それつまり、その作為的に、見かけだけの尊敬を払うということがないということです。
Even Krishna,responded differently to his different relatives and others in his life.
Like, Krishna でさえも、その人生それぞれに出会った人に違った敬意を払ってきました。
Like Krishna, Krishna would give special respect to the king, Ugrasena. He would bow down to him.
Krishna はウグラセーナという王様に特別な敬意を払って披露していました。
Others, he would embrace them.
また他の王様に関しては、抱きしめました。
Others he would give a blessing.
そしてある人別の人には、祝福を授けました。
So one who's properly situated in etiquette knows how to properly interact with each kind of person.
ですから正しいものをしている人はそのどのようにしてそれぞれに関わっていったらいいのかということを知っています。
But the ugliest thing you can see is if someone thinks that no.I'm a Brahmin, therefore you serve me, and I'm initiated at this, you know, I was initiated in April, you were initiated in May, therefore, you know, let's, you be my servant.
けれども、まあ、私の方が上だと、私の方がいい、私は4月に入門を受けた、あなたは5月だと、私の方が先だぞと、だから私がブラーマンの家系に生まれたし、私のことを尊敬すべきだという、考え方、これは本当に醜いもの。
Minikui. Yes, Radhika.
When I was,
we'll tell you if this is interesting.
Long time ago, some senior devotees they were telling me something about self-respect in spiritual life.
Self-respect in spiritual life.
If you make spiritual advancement, there's a difference between being proud and respecting that there's some self-evaluation what you're getting into in order for you to give example and protect yourself from, you know, from people disrespect a basic spiritual values. So can you speak on that point? Like, what is the difference between basic false ego and person who is acting in understanding that there is a certain gift, you know, spiritual gifts that we go through progress of evolution, self-evolution?
I would just simplify it a little bit.
Thank you.
I mean, there's a difference between extreme humility and what is called, what is the term I'm thinking of? When somebody has no self-respect. No, low self-esteem. Self-esteem means someone's very depressed and they don't like themselves very much. There's a difference between that, because sometimes people become very depressed because they think, like, I can't do anything right, I'm useless. And this is based on false ego. Because I may become depressed because I can't be in the center. And I see other people doing things better than me. And I become upset because I think, oh, if I was able to do things better, then I would be in the center like they are. This is based on false ego. Because the motive is to be in the center. So some people develop what is also, they don't like themselves. But that's, they don't like their, as Satyadev Prabhu would say, their imaginary self. The person they imagine themselves to be. But actual humility is based on one's identity as an eternal servant of Krishna. And that I don't have my own agenda. I only have Krishna's agenda in mind. And when one has this kind of humility to put Krishna and the Krishna's devotees first, one doesn't feel the kind of depression that other people feel who are motivated by false ego. The test is if you're a kind of humility makes you more enlivened to do more service. Or if it makes you want to quit, then that's false ego. So it's a big topic. This is a big topic today. And it's meant to be discussed in regular sessions. Because as I said in the beginning, this is one of the most important ways in which we present ourselves to Lord Chaitanya. And knowing the proper way to associate with Krishna and his devotees. In fact, when you go back to Godhead, You don't go directly back to Godhead. You leave this universe and you go to a universe where Krishna is performing his pastimes. In the material world. And there you're born into a family that's directly connected to Krishna's pastimes. And there you get trained up. And your etiquette better be right. And so, better to get it right now. In fact, you already have been born into Krishna's pastimes. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is performing his pastimes right here. And Radha Govinda have appeared here in Tokyo. We have really actually entered into their pastimes here in the material world. So it's important to take this opportunity to become trained in the subtleties of etiquette. Then we can be acceptable to Krishna. And I asked Satyadev before I came over here what his opinion was about the class and, you know, what I should teach. And he said, you only need the third verse from the Shikshashtakam. Trinada Pisuni Chena. Amanina Amanade Nakirtaniya Sadahari. And interestingly, a devotee I met named Rupanuga Prabhu. He's a PhD in management. We stay at his house when we go to Southern California. So the first time I met him, I got in the car at the airport. I said, all right, start teaching me about management. He said, you already know. He said, Prabhupada taught you. I said, what do you mean? He said, Trinadapi Suni Chena. He said, that's the basis of the whole thing. Everything else is extra. If you become very humble in your approach to the other devotees, make it your business to try to please the devotees and not offend them, then Krishna will give you intelligence. And the ways to do that. And that's most pleasing to Krishna. Om Tat Sat. Thank you very much to everybody who came all the way over here on a Saturday. To all those who were online, who joined us from the internet. Gaur Premanande, Nitai Gaura Haribo, 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 Nitai Gaura Haribo, Nitai Gaura Haribo, 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 Nitai Gaura Haribo. Nachari Armar Man, Nachari Armar Man. Nachari Armarman, Nachari Armarman, hey! Nachari Armarman, Nachari Armarman, Nachari Armarman, Nachari Armarman.